Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome to your Buckeye Talk headlines for game week, Wednesday, October 21st. Doug Lamorese from Cleveland.com. We're moving up the headlines. We used to drop them around on Fridays, but now games are coming. So we're going to start dropping these on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Let you know what's coming up with Ohio State football. Five big headlines. And of course, you can listen to the Buckeye Talk podcast. Little slight adjustment to the Buckeye Talk schedule now that games are starting for the Big Ten. Still 5 days a week. It's going to be Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, because we'll have that post-game podcast on Saturday that everyone loves so much. So it'll be Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Tuesday off from a full podcast. But make sure you're reading at cleveland.com/OSU, an online book for tech subscribers. A bonus thing you want to make sure you guys know about. It's reliving the 2019 football season. It's 13 chapters, available only to tech subscribers as a bonus, as a thank you to everyone trying techs. And it's available to people who try the techs for free. So you may as well try them for free. There's 9 chapters out already, but you can still get in. You can still get in on the. We're going to finish it up by the time the game gets here on Saturday. But there's still time for you. You can get all the chapters for free for a 14-day free trial. Try it at 614-350-3315. But now your 5 Ohio State football headlines for this opening week in October of the Big Ten football season for October 21st. Big Ten football going to feel a little different this fall. As the season gets to kick off for the Big Ten this weekend, this is Doug Lamorese from Cleveland.com. Going to be much quieter. Ohio State announcing this weekend the specifics of what game days will be like. There will be no best damn band in the land. The Ohio State marching band will not be part of the football festivities. No cheerleaders. No Brutus Buckeye. No mascot at the games for the Buckeyes. Normal capacity, well over 100,000, over 102,000. Now going to be 1,600 people allowed in the stadium total. That includes the players. So that's players, staff, everybody. Actual fans in the stands, going to be just over 1,000. So it's going to be 656 guests of the Ohio State players and coaches, and then about 400 guests for the visiting team. So you got to know somebody to get in. So regular fans aren't going to be there. The festivities aren't going to be there. It's very slimmed down. We knew this when the Big Ten announced that it was coming back on the weekend of October 24th. The Big Ten said, we are not doing it with fans. So this is the limited plan for mom and dad to be able to see their sons play football for the Buckeyes, but nobody else is going to be seeing them in person. So it's coming. Ohio State, Nebraska on Saturday, but as expected, going to be a very different atmosphere. There will be a crowd murmur that you will hear on TV. The Big Ten sent that out to teams. It can be up to 70 decibels most of the time. And when the home team scores, you can go up to 90 decibels, but no louder. So there'll be some background noise, but not many fans doing the cheering there. Make sure you're getting ready for this Ohio State football season by listening to Buckeye Talk and reading cleveland.com/OSU. I'm Doug Lamorese. The two Big Ten football teams that pushed the hardest for a season this fall will meet each other to open this fall Big Ten season. Doug Lamorese from Cleveland.com talking about Ohio State, Nebraska on Saturday, October 24th. We knew this, but the Buckeyes and Cornhuskers, while getting ready to play each other, were both talking about that this week. Nebraska coach Scott Frost said in a news conference, I got to give most of the credit for this to Ohio State. We, meaning Nebraska, might have been the ones sounding gongs in this saying we want to play, but I don't think it would have got done without their doctor, Ohio State team doctor James Borchers, taking the lead, figuring out a way to present it to the presidents to get football back. Dr. Borchers deserves a lot of credit for this. I think they did a good job at Ohio State, kind of bringing it all together and presenting a plan that allowed us to get back to doing what we probably should have been doing all the time. Meanwhile, Ohio State coach Ryan Day set up Nebraska and Scott Frost. We shared a lot of the same views on things. Number one was how to safely find a way to play this season. A lot of it had to do with communication between the coaches. I'm proud to say because of that, we had something to do with all of this. And Ryan Day said he and Scott Frost, in addition to the coaching calls they were having, while the Big Ten was fighting for this fall football season, Frost and Day also talked on their own, one-on-one on the side. So we all knew that in the moment. Nebraska and Ohio State, along with Iowa, the three teams that voted against a cancellation of the fall season. And then those two schools especially fought to get it back. Some people see some kind of conspiracy in the idea that Ohio State and Nebraska are planning to open the season. Listen, they're protected cross-division rivals. They were going to play this year. If they were playing more than just division games, Ohio State and Nebraska were going to play. So they had to play at some point if they're going to play. It's no conspiracy that they're playing. So they're playing in the opener. I don't know what to tell you. If you want to look for a conspiracy theory, go ahead. Nice little story. These two schools that fought to have the season will now fight each other. But Scott Frost said he's going to be rooting for Ohio State every game this season because of what the Buckeyes did to help get this season back this fall, except for this one. Nebraska, an underdog at noon at Ohio Stadium on Saturday. All the coverage you need at cleveland.com/OSU. I'm Doug Lamorese. A little thing to look forward to on the Ohio State football schedule. This is Doug Lamorese of Cleveland.com. Ohio State's second game this season after the opener at home against Nebraska is at Penn State, and it will be in prime time on Halloween night in State College. Announced this week that that kickoff will be on ABC, and it will take place at 7:30 p.m. The deal with ABC, ESPN, and Fox in splitting the Big Ten network contract, Fox always gets the first pick of game. And Fox always takes Ohio State, Michigan. So if you wonder, why does Fox always have the Ohio State, Michigan game? Because that's what Fox picks first. So then ABC, ESPN, they get the second pick. And most of the time, they're picking Ohio State, Penn State. So that's why that game is going to be on ABC. It's going to be a big deal. It's the big time Saturday night ABC broadcast. Probably the two best teams in the league, even though Penn State has lost running back Journey Brown, who might have been the best running back in the Big Ten this season, has a medical issue. So don't expect to see him. But you can expect to see the Buckeyes and the Nittany Lions facing off in week two, 7:30 on Halloween night. And of course, Cleveland.com will be there, and we'll get you ready for that game at cleveland.com/OSU and on our Buckeye Talk podcast. Position battle fights always of interest to Ohio State football fans. Doug Lamorese from Cleveland.com. Right tackle was a spot that had some intrigue this offseason for the Ohio State Buckeyes because two former five-star recruits were going at it there. One is a freshman, Paris Johnson, the best offensive lineman to come out of Ohio in quite some time. But it's hard for a true freshman to start on an offensive line anywhere, especially at a place like Ohio State. So the winner of that right tackle battle, who will start against Nebraska, is the third-year player from Florida, former number 7 overall recruit in the country in the class of 2018, and that's Nicholas Petit-Frere. Ryan Day and offensive line coach Greg Studrawa made that clear this week. Petit-Frere lost the right tackle battle in the preseason a year ago to Brandon Bowen, but he's a guy who came in around 270-something pounds, and that's not big enough to play tackle. So he spent a lot of time his first 2 years here putting on weight. And Greg Studrawa, the offensive line coach, said this week that he is up to about 315 pounds now. He's been eaten, and getting his weight up. He's been able to, I think, focus on his technique, focus on his play, focus on something beyond trying to get bigger. He's there now, a redshirt sophomore, a former five-star recruit. Paris Johnson's time will come. He's probably going to wind up being Ohio State's starting left tackle next season. But for now, Nicholas Petit-Frere held him off, and it will be that five-star who opens as Ohio State's starting right tackle against Nebraska on Saturday. For all your Ohio State coverage needs, listen to the Buckeye Talk podcast and read cleveland.com/OSU. One thing to watch in Ohio State's Saturday opener against Nebraska, who gets the first carry? Ryan Day making it clear again this week that there will be a timeshare in the backfield between the Oklahoma transfer Trey Sermon and the backup a year ago, Master Teague, who backed up J.K. Dobbins. We expect they will share the load. It'll be interesting to see just how the carries go and maybe who comes out first. You can't tell exactly. Both have dealt with health issues. Master Teague, a very serious Achilles injury in spring practice. He's back from that, but they might be a little safe with him in the first couple games. But Master Teague's certainly going to play. And you think, you know, maybe the guy who's been around will get the edge there. But don't expect necessarily either Sermon or Teague to emerge as the number one guy at any point this season. That timeshare may continue all the way through the year. But just exactly how it works, very interesting for when the Buckeyes host Nebraska on Saturday. Cleveland.com, of course, will be there. A post-game Buckeye Talk podcast right afterward that you'll want to catch, and all kinds of great stories at cleveland.com/OSU. I'm Doug LaMaurice.